This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Now, 7 after the hour, you have come to the point in the week where some broadcast professionals are on the air to go through what has been the mainstay of talk radio conversation, according to the research done by the folks at Talkers Magazine. So we call this hour the Talk Radio Review. Joe Crummy is here, broadcaster of some note, has a great podcast, Evil. It's good.
Yes, sir.
It's evil, but it's good. Evil
it
thoughts.
Yes, evil thoughts.
Very evil. And the other side of that is Miss Congeniality, Victoria Keelan, who's here to also apply the trade. She's the veteran of the DJV radio program and has podcasts. She has a lot of great background in conversation. So let us get to the list prepared by Talkers Magazine this week of the top 10 items. The number 10 item, I find it almost redundant and pedantic because it's always about what's going on in sports talk radio, that sort of thing, whatever new items. And I must tell you, other than being excited and enthused about the beginning of the baseball season next week, not
there
much else.
Go.
The NFL's free agency, okay, so, yeah, so. And so. You know, the one story, however, Joe and Victoria, that has surfaced this week, the different leagues that are going to play outside of the standard NFL. There are new teams and new cities where they have the what McMahon's doing one. Who's doing the other one? There's somebody else doing.
Charlie Ebersol and Dick Ebersol are doing
right,
the.
What
is the? Yeah. It's got a weird name, unless they're just going to go with an acronym. It's like the American Alliance of Football or something. It's
right.
Not a good name.
So what appetite is there? Are you a big football fan, Joe?
Not particularly, no. I'm a baseball guy like you, and I think it is interesting. I don't know anything at all about the story, but given last year's, challenges with the NFL?
Yeah, that
they
right.
Why
are we adding more football games and more time on television? Your husband is in the sports radio business, so Victoria, what does he say about the extension of football playing through these new leagues?
You know, I actually haven't talked to him about it, which is kind of funny, but I don't know. I think the Ebersol one, maybe because of the name, it has been getting a lot of buzz this week, and so I've heard more about that, but it's just, I guess that it's going to be a faster game than the NFL, so that's nothing wrong with that. But I don't know. As it is, the NFL's ratings have slumped so much for a lot of different reasons, and one of the main reasons that a lot of people don't really talk about is people just don't have cable TV anymore. So I don't know where they're going to expect more space to be created for two new leagues on top of the NFL. I think that's really where they're going to run into problems.
If behind the scenes Roger Goodell and some of the other thugs at the NFL are trying to keep this from becoming the, even though it's not being, these games aren't being played when they're playing their games, it still takes away from the steam. And as you just suggested, a lot of the steam has been let out of the teapot anyway because of obvious things going on in the NFL. So do they try to go to the networks and say, because all these cable channels belong to some big company, the NBC, CBS, ABC, they all have cable arms, and so do they go to them and say, hey, you want to keep doing business with us? You can't do business with these guys.
Well, it's interesting that the Alliance, whatever it's going to be called, we'll just say Ebersol's group, but his league already has a commitment from CBS to air one game a week.
Really?
And so that, I thought, was, I guess that's a good feather in their cap. Mm-hmm. Vince McMahon from the XFL, he has deals with WWE, which typically I think airs on TBS, TNT, and USA, so that those might be the three networks where those games air. But I don't know. I feel like the steam has just been let out.
Well, you know, what it might be, I just thought about this as listening to you guys talk. It might be that they sense an opening that the NFL has gone down sort of a political route. And they're thinking, okay, well, we won't be that. We'll be the rah-rah USA
network. We're going to take care of our players. Yes.
Right. Well. Yeah. And we're going to stand for the national anthem. You understand, everybody? Right. We're going to do that. And these other guys are going to protest X, Y, and Z. We're not doing any politics. We're playing football. I mean, maybe that.
Good thought, Joe. That's a very interesting thought.
Yeah. Thank you. The caffeine is just kicking in out here in L.A. I'm just telling you.
I just think that one final thought on this. I just think that it's. I don't know that it's being done the right way with the XFL trying to be a competition for the NFL. The Ebersol group, theirs is slightly different in that they're starting the week after the Super Bowl. So if people are kind of still hungry for more football, it is the right timing for that. And it's only going to be, I think, a 10-week or an 8-week season, so it's not going to be that long. But, you know, when you look at what Ice Cube did with the Big Three, did you ever watch any of those games, Joe? He took the NBA players and did half-court games. The tickets sold out in various arenas. It was so well done in the summer. It's had a novelty aspect to it. I just think that in order for something to really rival the NFL, it should have more of a novelty to it, and I don't know that either of these options do.
All right.
Well, you know, I wonder whether they're really kind of messy with the primordial forces of nature.
This is the forest primeval.
Right. Well, I mean, spring equal baseball, spring equal spring training, and it's like a new season. I don't know.
How much is too much? And maybe we get to that in a moment as we discuss March Madness, which is number 8 on the countdown right after this.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number 1, number 2 employee. Leave a message at the... Hi, Jamie. It's you, Jamie. Don't hang up. You need to hear this. You gotta quit wearing that aviator jacket. Nobody's buying it. I'm sorry you have to hear it from me, but at Progressive, we're all about giving it to people straight. That's why we show our rates alongside our competitors' rates. And when you're helping people find great rates, you don't need some jacket to look cool. Just keep rocking that scarf.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparisons not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey guys, it's Jen from the DJV Show. Let's talk about your health. There's no question you need omega-3s, but what form should you take them? Fish oil or krill oil? Nutritionists have debated this for years, but luckily there's a brand new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus from our friends at Purity Products. I take it and I absolutely love it because it combines ultra-pure fish oil for your heart and krill oil for your joints together in just one tiny pill. If that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just 7 days, so you will feel better guaranteed. Purity is so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, they want to send you a free bottle to put it to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil. It's not krill oil. It's both, and now it's free. Just pay a little shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now 800-355-1493. 800-355-1493.
If the measure of a car was how many people it turned into people who love cars, the Subaru Outback would be worth its weight in gold, thanks largely to its symmetrical all-wheel drive. Unlike other systems that wait for a wheel to slip, it powers all four wheels all the time, all while with better fuel economy than midsize SUVs. And the fact that the Outback is made in a zero landfill plant doesn't hurt either. It's a car that is truly built to be loved. Love. It's what makes a Subaru a Subaru.
Across the globe, a child goes blind every 5 seconds. We live in a culture saturated with visual cues, but for some, the world is a blur. Since 1997, the Little Rock Foundation has been leading innovative social programs, advancing legislation, and providing information and education to those affected by visual impairment. Gain the resources you need or make a donation today to the Little Rock Foundation. Find us on the web at tlrf.org. You can make a difference.
All right, 15 past the hour. Joe Crummy, Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen on our countdown, or at least the talk radio review, counting down or up the numbers from number 10 to number 1, according to Talkers Magazine. You can find the list always at talkers.com, where you find Talkers Radio and Talkers Television. If you're into the talk medium, and the biggest, most important, most listened to format on the radio is the conversation format. So that means that a lot of people are interested in what ideas come from those who make the news or who are discussing what's going on in the news. And I alluded to March Madness as we were talking about other things in the world of sports, because number 8 this week on the countdown is the focus on March Madness. I, for one, I'm completely out of my league here. I have no interest. I have no knowledge. I don't understand the brackets. I just, I'm not, it's like I'm talking French here. So who knows? There are brackets. I can't imagine your husband isn't involved, Victoria, in some kind of
bracket. Oh, he is, but I don't, I'm not a basketball
You're
fan
like
at
me.
All, so
yeah.
We don't talk about it.
we're zipped up. All right, Joe, it leaves it to you, or we can just keep moving here.
Now I want to talk about the Yankees, and every time I bring up the Yankees, I get shouted down by you guys. I'd rather
What's
bring
that
up
to do with March Madness? The Yankees suck. That's why you get shouted down. They
that's
suck.
What I'm saying.
Oh, my God.
All right,
we're
going to
suck good, though. Let me tell you, we're going to suck really good this year.
I think just to comment, though, on the March Madness thing, just to, because it is on the countdown list, I think that the biggest story to come out of all of it is just the busted brackets and the 16 seed beating the number one seed. I think that was probably the biggest story out of all of it, regardless of who really wins.
Yeah, well, it brings around. Maybe that's the reason people are interested, because it is so not what everybody expected it to
right.
be, predicted it to be,
upset.
Or maybe even wanted it to be. Look at all the money that's been lost by the bookmakers in Las Vegas, because you know there's big money on
mm-hmm.
this stuff. The betting pools everywhere. So maybe that's part of it. Okay, yep. Number 7 this week on the countdown is this. Passage by the House and the Senate, $1.3 trillion spending bill includes a provision that prevents employers from taking any of their workers' tips. I thought that was kind of interesting. Those of you who know or maybe have worked in that area, the Labor Department submitted a rule that would rescind a regulation enacted during the last administration that required employers to distribute tips to tipped employees. So if you have, under the new rule, whatever you earn on your own is yours. So you don't share, unless you want to, you don't have to share your tips with untipped employees like dishwashers and that sort of thing. This is, I thought the social regulation, there was so much social regulation during the Obama years that has nothing to do really with the government. You know, you get a job, you take the job under the circumstances it's offered. If you don't like it, don't take the job or go work somewhere else.
But wait a second. So go back for a second, because I'm a little confused by this. Having been a bartender and you tip out, there's certain things that you do. You tip out to the bar back, you know, who supports you.
You are no longer required. You can do it if you want, but you are not required to split the tips, which is something that happened as a result of one of the rules that was passed in one of the budgets in whatever year it was that it took place. It's another one of those. I think it was Title 12, if I'm not mistaken. It stipulates that any employers who violate the rule will be liable to the employees in the amount of the tips that were taken. So you can do it if you want.
But this sounds more like this is less. This sounds more like this is in the past that they were protecting. They were protecting the employees because a lot of employers were illegally taking tips from the employees,
yes,
saying, "Oh, you
that.
Have to give 10% to the house."
Yes.
So it sounds like. That's what
the tips
was
belong
happening.
To the workers and nobody else.
Why? That's why what, do we? Can I open up a can of worms? I never understood
why
the
are
whole
we doing
tipping thing. Anyway, why are we tipping? Why don't you just pay me like everybody else gets paid? We just everybody go home and have a nice day.
Where did that start? Where did tipping start? That's a good question.
It's a totally American thing because you know they don't do it in Europe. In certain circumstances,
right,
they do.
It's a service. It's included. If you go
so part of what
areas,
you asked, Victoria, let me try to make it a little sense. One of the problems is that illegal wage theft is like $15 billion. So employers legally pocket tips in the past. That has been what has happened. And now that can't, if I understand this correctly, that can't happen anymore. No more stolen tips. You get the money. You keep the money. The boss doesn't get any of it.
But it was always illegal, though. That's what I'm saying. Like, I'm in New York City, and there are stories every week of nail salon owners going to jail because they were stealing tips from the nail workers. Like, that's always been illegal. So I'm not really sure what. I'll have to look into that more because it's a little confusing. But
yeah, it is confusing. Yeah, it is. But anyway, the point was there's a new budget, and it's more borrowed money, which is a nightmare. 21 past the hour.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
Doug Steffen here with Victoria Keelan and Joe Crummy, working our way through the top 10 hits in the world of news talk radio, talk radio review, headlines, and then conversation about them. So the number six item this week on the countdown is a focus on what happened in Austin last weekend. The bomber, kid, we have had conversations certainly on the DJV show this week, Victoria. And I would imagine you may have done something with a podcast, Joe, on evil thoughts. The whole idea of this guy being, his grandma says, oh, he's such a sweet kid. And his uncle says, oh, what a great guy. And all this other stuff. Where the hell were you people? Something's wrong with this guy. Yeah. You don't make bombs in the basement or the garage and nobody knows about it. It's like the guy in Las Vegas that we found out with the video that was released this week had help from some bellman. He brought 100. Think of who brings 100 or however many cases of how many different bags and all the luggage that had all these guns and the ammunition. Who brings that much stuff to one room? You don't think
and
that that's.
Yeah, exactly. And why didn't that cause a red flag? Or maybe the bellhop went back down to where all the other bellhops are and said, oh, I just helped this guy, you know, bring 100 bags into his room. Didn't that set off some sort of a red flag?
Well, maybe he tipped him.
Maybe not.
He did tip him. It's on camera. You can see him handing him money.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
But he tipped him and say, don't talk to anybody about this. Here's that,
hello. Yeah, really. Well, here's 100 bucks.
You can see in the video, you can see him, the shooter, walking like towards the door of his room and handing money to the bellhop. And as the guy just walks
that's
away,
right.
there was not a conversation. It was just like other exchange.
Right, so where is this loyalty now? There's another reason on this whole tipping thing is crazy, but yeah.
Well, the whole business about what went on in Austin and the situation. Where is our head? What are we? How are we adjusting ourselves? So much conversation, not only about the Austin bomber this week, because of the old situation with the protests on the campuses of these schools and Washington and the focus on guns and how do we protect our children? Do we put up, the metal detectors at every school? Do we lock everything down? The society is now affixed on guns and shootings and how do we grow up normally. There was even, this created a whole big to-do. A radio station in Killian, Texas, changed call letters and their ID. They are now known as Shooter 106.9.
I didn't know that.
Wow. I talk about tone deaf. What in the world? Even though you know that in Texas, a lot of people have strong feelings about guns, this is in the Waco market. Shooter 106.9. I'd like to be on that station. And each time there's an ID, listening to Shooter 106.9, and some clown will probably have a gun blang, blam, blam, blam in the background.
Okay. It just feels
Shooter 101.
Yeah. It just feels like when you make a decision to do that and to change your company's name and, you know, radio stations are businesses and companies, when you do that, it sends the message to everyone else that you obviously care more about guns than you do about what's actually happening, where children are being shot. I don't know. I think it's such an ignorant thing to do.
It just doesn't seem like a very smart, even in Texas, marketing.
Right.
I'm just, you know, it wouldn't get me to listen to the radio station under the circumstances. I would think it would be very awkward. But anyway, that's just another, you see how much we're talking about a lot of sports activity and a lot of things that are going on in our society that are focused on guns and that reality. That's where we are so far on the Talk Radio Review. It's 28 past the hour.
You're turning green and wishing the bow would stop a-rocking. I'm Greg the Dive Master, and I'll share some tips on how to avoid seasickness next.
This scuba tip is brought to you by Dan, Divers Alert Network. Dan helps divers in need of medical emergency assistance with the Dan Hotline and is the most recognized and trusted organization worldwide in the fields of dive safety and emergency services, health, research, and education. Join Dan today by going to dan.org. Dan, your dive safety association.
Seasickness ruins diving trips, vacations, and travel for many. Everyone is susceptible, and there are hundreds of gadgets, procedures, medicines, herbs, foods touted as cures. The truth is, we really don't know how to prevent it. However, you can reduce the risk by being rested, nourished, and hydrated. If you're feeling apprehensive, avoid eating a couple hours before you embark. Dive into Dan.org for more info and to Scuba Radio to get the urge to submerge.
Hi, it's Jen from the DJV Show. Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 855-432-4886 now. That's 855-432-4886 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, a newspaper article, a legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can make your online search results look their best. Call 855-432-4886 to learn more or visit ReputationDefender.com/Doug.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, you know, I have to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I can't believe, I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
At the hour now on the Talk Radio Review. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan from the DJV gang. Yeah, say that again, Doug. From the DJV gang. Sometimes I get those letters caught behind my eye teeth and I can't see what I'm saying. So, got that straight. Joe Crummy is here. He has a podcast called Evil Thoughts that you might want to subscribe to if you're right of center. Or you can subscribe to it if you're left of center and you find somebody else that you don't like. It's one, you know, your choice.
Right, if you need somebody to hate, I could be that guy.
Joe's your
guy.
Be that guy.
You're very hateable.
Right.
And I'm easy to hate. Yeah. I make it easy for you.
His license plate, by the way, California license plate says, I hate on it. That's a wonderful way to drive around town. Okay, so the whole business about conversation, and we need to have a conversation, I think that's one of the things being used a lot right now. We need to have a conversation. So what are they really saying? When people say that, I need to have you listen and not necessarily talk. That's right. We have a mayor in my community, Massachusetts, Framingham, and she's always talking about we need to have a conversation. But she talks all the time and doesn't listen to anybody. 99 times out of 100, if somebody says, we need to have a conversation, they're asking for you to hear them, and it doesn't necessarily mean agree with them, just hear them out. I think that's a, I don't want to get too far into the weeds here, as I was thinking this through, Victoria. A lot of times my relationships, especially the last one I had with somebody I really care about in terms of being heard, because of my background as a radio guy, and Joe, maybe you found this to be the case, I grew up in music radio where it was almost against the law to have dead air. If you aren't producing some noise, the red light went on in this. Remember? The red light goes, ah, what are you doing? So in conversation, and it's that way, I think, on the air sometimes, some of the people that we listen to, but it's that way in real life where sometimes you just have to, you're not comfortable with silence. And think about how well some of the, I'm trying to remember, there was something that happened to me a couple of weeks ago that really underscored this, where I was talking to someone, and for 4 or 5 seconds, it was just silence. And I thought that was a fabulous way of getting people's attention. When you're listening to a radio program, for example, that's a talk show, what happens when there's nothing on the air? Do you think there's something wrong? You hit the button? Or do you just listen for a minute to hear nothing?
Right.
Maybe you collect your own thoughts. And then, yeah, let it sink in and then go back to the conversation or actually have a two-way conversation. What do you think?
Well, I think there's a big difference between DJs and talk show hosts. You're right. When I was a DJ, it was like everybody's talking all the time. You never stop. You know, that's how you talk.
Right. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
But when you're a talk show host, you can stop.
Yeah.
And then,
but how many of us do that? How many of us are smart enough? And so I carried it over to our personal lives. Because it is sort of a tone that's set. And if you're having a conversation with somebody, whether it's on the air as part of what we do for a living and what people expect as they're listening to us, or in your own real life, because I often think that one of the jobs that we have here as conversationalists, especially when we're talking about problems, is to find solutions for problems. So that's a real problem.
Well, isn't that sort of a man-woman thing, though? I mean, well, I'm always lectured. I think
Victoria,
you are, too.
Yes,
maybe
no?
Victoria talks about that, you know, we always want to fix everything. And a lot of times women, they just want to share. They don't want your
to
fix it. Is that true?
It's so
why
it's
don't
funny.
You let us fix it? I don't understand. Fix it. You just shut up for 5 minutes.
It is kind of funny, though, because we have this classic Mars and Venus thing where we don't like it. If we're just venting and we're just trying to vent, and then the guy wants to fix it, then that's one problem. And then the other side of it is we often get on top of our guys going, hey, wait a second, you don't communicate, you never talk, you don't talk enough. So we have two very different ways, but yes, it's tough on men.
Nobody's ever accused me of that. But,
not talking enough?
Of what?
Not talking.
but here's the thing, though. Differently, though, you don't communicate. It's different. You talk a lot, but I think in relationships, you've probably been accused of not actually communicating. Your thoughts and feelings and things like that.
Oh, no, I'm very, you know.
Right, it's what you talk about. No, I think that's a really good thing, is you'll talk, but that's not what they want. They want to plumb the depths of your feelings. They want to get inside your head and start smashing furniture and stuff like that. And we want out. That's personal.
Speaking of out, number five on the countdown this week is the out. You're out of here, McCabe. You're out of here, Dowd. You're out of here, McMaster. All of these people have left this week, and the void is being filled by the likes of John Bolton, who, in my estimation, is probably one of the poorest choices for anything except cleaning the toilet and in one of those buildings in
Where
Washington.
Does that leave the
I think
whole
he is a
Russia
horror
conspiracy
show.
Thing that we're, where does that leave the Russia conspiracy thing? Because he's very, in Vlad's face. He's in everybody's face.
So you're talking about Bolton.
He's Bolton.
How does, I'm for being tough, but how does continually sticking, you know, the Russians, maybe you turn around and this is fair play. The Russians have been anything but gentle or kind. They're kind of in your face. They're basically thumbing their nose at everybody. Nah, 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 nah. We can screw with you any way we want. We've got Snowden over here to figure out how to affect elections here, there, and everywhere. We can manipulate markets. We're going to run the world. Pukin Putin got reelected, so here we are, and we're sitting, remember that old song, we're sitting on top of the world, just rolling along.
But speaking of the election, though, not to disrupt your song there, that was lovely.
it was nice. Can you do this in a verse?
Yeah. Don't ask, Joe, don't ask. Yeah. But speaking of Russia, though, one of the big controversies this week was, should Trump have congratulated Putin or not? And
yes.
People are very divided on that. And John McCain said, absolutely not. Bernie Sanders said, you know, it was a sham election. They stuffed the ballot boxes. They intimidate voters.
Of course they do.
Why would you bother congratulating?
Yeah.
Right. Why would you bother congratulating Putin on stealing another election?
Why does he?
Yeah, and then there was that whole thing that what happened on that was, and the next day out comes the video of I think it was President Obama congratulating Putin. So that was kind of like, and then we had to figure, well, how do we justify it now?
Yeah, you see, the other side of that is, thank you, Joe, for bringing that up. There's so much timidity on the part of people who want to be politically correct to look at Trump in a bright light no matter what. Listen, I would rather take apart issue by issue the things. Like, I thought he was foolish to say what he did to Joe Biden. So Biden says one thing, I'm bigger and stronger than you, or whatever it is, and I can beat you up. I mean, that's like you're in a sandbox and you're 5 years old, for God's sakes. So it isn't really, it seems, although
he's
we all
so
know that he's
baited.
Different. Yeah, it's foolishness. But then you think about what Rex Tillerson said this week, who was somebody that I didn't think was going to be all that much. And I don't know, he ran into pretty much stone walls every place he turned. But he said he couldn't wait to get out of Washington because it is such a nasty, hateful, horrible place. And
it's,
you know what?
Cesspool, I think at this point.
It is a cesspool. It's been a cesspool for years. And so draining the swamp isn't what's happening. And especially you bring back numbskulls like Bolton, who is just a, oh, my God. I would rather do what my mother said, and if you haven't got something good to say about somebody, don't say it. But there's something about Bolton that so bothers me. There's something underneath that just seething to get out. He comes across as that kind of a guy.
I don't know anything about him, but just based on such a visceral reaction that you've had to this appointment, I'm definitely going to be paying more attention because I do trust your instincts when it comes to reading people, and you obviously are having such a strong reaction to this guy. So it makes me curious to look into him more.
I have a much stronger reaction to him than I ever did to Trump or to anybody else. He is somebody that I think is a bad dude. That's all.
Mm.
Yeah.
Oh, you're
right,
making me like
say,
him,
Joe?
You're making me liking him now.
You like him because I don't like him?
Yeah. You're making me like him now. I'm going, you know.
That's it. Okay. 43 after the hour. Upcoming, most of the rest of the stuff is who's suing Trump. I mean, the rest of the countdown. They're always the top three or four things are who's suing Trump, who's he chasing out of town, and so we'll get with that in a few minutes. First of all, I'd like to bring to your attention something that will change your life. Life Change Tea. Proud sponsor of the countdown. Food is different now than it used to be. Even when we were growing up, the food wasn't processed. It didn't have pesticides. It was good for us. Many of us grew our food in the garden. That isn't what goes on now. Today, you got GMOs, you got pesticides, herbicides, heavy processing. So, what's the value nutritionally of a lot of the things that we eat? These things are taking their toll on your health and your energy and your body. So, in order to clean out what's in your body, you need Life Change Tea. The Life Change Tea folks are counteracting all of these things that are affecting our nutrition. They have a specially blended, powerful herbal formula that helps heal your body, gives you more energy. And there's no caffeine at all. No, none. No pesticides, no GMOs, no herbicides, none of that stuff. So if you're feeling run down, I'll suggest you go to GetTheTea.com. GetTheTea.com. Use the discount code DJV, and they will ship you your tea at GetTheTea.com free. Get ready for a lot more energy. You'll be like the rest of us here, drinking it every day. You won't find it in stores, so don't go looking for it. You can only get it online. Go to GetTheTea.com. GetTheTea.com. Use the discount code DJV. Free shipping. I think you're going to be extraordinarily happy that you found Get the Tea at GetTheTea.com.
With Zillow, you're not just looking for a house. You're looking for the bathroom where you'll give your kids shampoo mohawks. The bonus room you'll turn into a gym and work out in every day. Starting tomorrow. You're looking for hardwood floors worthy of your signature dance move, the glitchy robot.
You're not just looking for a house. You're looking for a place for your life to happen. And whether buying or renting, Zillow makes it easy with smart search features, photos, and more. Zillow, find your way home.
Follow the world's best golfers at the 82nd Masters Tournament, April 2nd through the 8th, on the tournament's official website, masters.com. Log on all week long to experience a tradition unlike any other, and follow the Masters on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Masters.com offers live, full-screen HD video coverage, including the Par 3 contest, plus real-time scoring, up-to-the-minute tournament news, and more. Masters.com, your official online source for the 2018 Masters.
Protecting data across modern decentralized networks presents challenges that traditional backup solutions can't handle. At best, you'll waste time and money managing multiple solutions. At worst, gaps in coverage will leave your data vulnerable. Barracuda Backup is a single cloud-integrated solution that simplifies the backup process and allows data replication to anywhere on your network, a private cloud, Barracuda's cloud, or to the AWS public cloud. Reclaim your data. Try Barracuda Backup free at barracuda.com/backup.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit HatcherFoundation.org for more information.
47 after the hour here on the Talk Radio Review with Joe and Victoria and Doug. The final three or four items on the countdown this week are the usual overview of what's happening in the Trump administration with a Russian probe and whether or not we were talking earlier about who got fired and who's leaving town. Is Mueller going to get sacked because he's getting too close? And is that going to be another, like, Saturday Night Massacre? Remember when Nixon fired everybody, and that didn't do him any good. So one wonders what they're doing, what the thinking is there. Yeah.
I have evil thoughts when it comes to Trump and Mueller. I have very evil thoughts. Have you ever think that maybe President Trump likes this?
Oh, yeah. What? The attention or the stirring up of the positive?
That the Mueller, yeah, I mean, it's a little crazy, but I mean, that as long as everybody's obsessed with
right.
Russia,
distracting.
Mueller and all that,
well, yeah, we'll get
right.
some other
yeah.
stuff done, nobody's going to pay any attention to it.
Yeah, yeah. That's your 4D chess right there. Yeah,
I think there's something to be said. I think he's very capable of doing that. Get everybody distracted over here so they're not paying attention to what I'm really doing.
Well, sure, he did that with the elephant ban. With the trophies. He said he was halting it, and a week later he started it up again when no one else was paying attention.
Yeah, you know, I
He's
love Trump, but I don't understand
like
why they do that, you know. Yeah.
So who are the women? How many women are suing Trump at the moment?
Well, at least three 13? In the news.
I think it's
there's a bunch of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's a total of 13 or more.
Mm-hmm.
But this current suit is, I think it's
big in the news.
Are they all the same sort of a suit? It's all sexual harassment stuff, or
yes,
he
no.
did this to me, or
well, not really. No, I mean the Playboy bunny lady is said they had a consensual thing. She's just mad because the story got spiked and she wants to be able to tell her story.
Oh, but she's not suing him. Painful. Doug's talking about like the lawsuit stuff. Yes, it's all sexual harassment, is what you're saying. Yes.
Yeah. All right. Okay, well, there it is. We've wrapped another conversation about these items that are on the charts from Talkers Magazine on the Talk Radio Review. It's 10 before the hour.
name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Now 53 after the hour, this is Tech Talk time with Victoria going through the top five items this week from the world of technology and how they affected you, starting with a very interesting reality about how somebody who's well known can have a major impact. That's the Rihanna story this week at number five, Victoria.
Yeah, Snapchat learned a very tough lesson this week. Do not mess with Riri. Rihanna is, of course, one of the most followed pop stars and celebrities in the world, with regard to social media, Instagram, things like that. She has not really been a big fan of Snapchat in the past. She has talked about that. But this week, she blasted them for that domestic violence ad that they had in there, which was just awful and in bad taste. And so when what the Forbes magazine called the Rihanna effect, she actually went on Instagram and blasted Snapchat, and the net worth of the CEO, Evan Spiegel, dropped by $150 million. And the overall, Snap is the parent company of Snapchat. They experienced an $800 million drop in market value after Rihanna went after them. So Snap continues to sort of be tone deaf about a lot of these issues. Last month, Kylie Jenner tweeted she was no longer interested in using the app after their new redesign came out, which a lot of people found to be very difficult to use. And at that point, after Kylie Jenner's tweet, Snap lost $1.3 billion in market value. So you'd probably want to ask how much market value is left for them to lose. But they've got a lot of adjusting to do because a lot of users, celebrities and non-celebrities, are just really unhappy with them.
All right, number four, as we work toward number one on this sort of countdown of the technology issues this week, Fitbit Ace.
Yeah, Fitbit Ace is the first fitness band dedicated for kids ages 8 and up. And the Fitbit Ace is basically a smaller version of the Fitbit Alta, and it's for tinier wrists and has revised software. It removes data that younger users don't need to know, like how many calories they've burned, things like that. Parents will be required to make the account for children 12 and under, and to get them started on the Fitbit Ace, it encourages kids to move around and build healthy habits. And so parents who already love their Fitbits are very excited about the Fitbit Ace for their kids.
Aha. Number three, a focus on Walmart and how they can, quote-unquote, help you out.
Amid growing pressure from Amazon, of course, Amazon's the big brother that's always pressuring everybody else to do better, Walmart says that they are the latest retailer to offer in-home product setup for their customers. They've partnered with the startup Handy, which it sounds exactly like it is. It's handymen, handy women who come to your house and they'll do various tasks that you pay them for by the hour. And so Handy and Walmart will offer TV mounting and furniture assembly. And so it's actually reasonably priced, $79 for a TV mount and $59 for furniture assembly. And this they've rolled it out in 25 different stores to test it out since October. Now it's going to roll out to all of the Walmart stores.
Uh-huh. All right, here's a loophole. Number two is a focus on self-driving car companies. A lot of lawsuits are being filed. Now this is sort of protection, I guess, the protection racket. Could you describe it that way, Victoria?
It is definitely that, and especially this story is hitting home a lot this week because, of course, there's the death of the self-driving Uber car, the SUV that hit a woman in Tempe, Arizona.
Is there a video, by the way, of that? There's some video.
No, I didn't, but I can't even imagine. Mm-hmm. And so they're still investigating what happened with that collision. And that is the first fatality. And so it turns out that Capitol Hill, there is legislation that's currently pending on Capitol Hill that allows people who are riding in self-driving cars, it basically prevents them from ever suing the company. They cannot have any type of litigation against the company. They can't join a class action lawsuit against the company. It's forced arbitration. And arbitration typically always favors the large company because they're the ones who hire the arbitrator. So this is a lot of people don't realize this. When you ride an Uber or Lyft, you are already signing away your rights to that. And so as soon as you click the terms of service, you have no more rights to sue them if you get into an accident. And this is something that they've done. They've done a really good job hiding this until now. Right. And so now the bill is known as the AV START Act, and critics are concerned, obviously, that this is going to just give such a leg up to the car companies and the technology, and it's really bad for the consumer. So this
number
is
one this
one
week,
watch.
A bad week for Facebook.
Very bad week for Facebook and very bad week for Mark Zuckerberg. Essentially, he posted on Facebook a timeline of what happened with the Cambridge Analytica situation. It's not good, and he says now that he will testify before Congress if needed, if he's asked to.
Didn't have much choice in that one. He looks bad if he doesn't. 59 past the hour here.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.